for tax.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I am Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. We are devoting the first hour of this program to a group of individuals who I think are some of the most interesting, brilliant people in the world, let alone in our industry, but in the world in general. Casey Research. We're chatting right now with the founder, Doug Casey. Doug's going to be followed by David Galan. David is going to be followed by Bud Conrad, chief economist for Casey Research. And then we're going to wrap up the hour with my buddy, Louis James. Doug, thanks for taking some time and joining me, first of all. I really appreciate it.
No, it's always a pleasure, Al.
I met you shortly after. I actually introduced you at a gold show in Boston in the early 1980s. That was a couple, 3 years after your book, Crisis Investing, came out. Huge, huge bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list. I realized at the time that you know, you really had probably more insight into what was going on financially and politically than almost anyone. Casey Research at that time, if I'm not mistaken, was pretty non-existent. It was all about Doug Casey back then. The Casey organization has evolved into something much larger. Could you talk about that a little bit for me?
About 6 years ago, I teamed up with my old friend David Galland.
Right.
Who was one of the founders of EverBank and, among other things, ran Jim Blanchard's mega show in New Orleans for many years and so forth. And David just sold out his interest in the bank and was at loose ends. So we thought we'd do something together, and one thing led to another. And so now we've got like a dozen publications, three free ones and nine paid ones, I think.
Your information is certainly, certainly valuable, whether it's the complimentary services or whether it's the, you know, paid for subscription services. I mean, there's no question about that. Now, let's talk first a little bit about politics, because I know you guys deal with that. Let's talk about the libertarian movement. Let's talk about our mutual friend Ron Paul. My question for you, Douglas, is, Ron Paul does nothing but make sense. Absolutely nothing but make sense. Why don't more people listen to what the guy has to say?
In some cases, it's because they're misinformed.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's simple ignorance. They think things that just aren't true, and they haven't investigated it. But more serious than that, it's the fact that a lot of people suffer from genuine psychological aberrations. And I've always said that socialism has never been an intellectual problem. It's a psychological problem. It's a spiritual problem. And the people that don't like Ron Paul, perhaps it's because, as I said, they're uninformed, but more often it's because they suffer from a serious spiritual, psychological problem that they don't like freedom. It's odd to say. How can anybody not like freedom?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that don't like freedom. All you have to do is read one of Thomas Friedman's ridiculous editorials that occur several times a week in the New York Times, and you have an example of somebody that's right out there in the public. Lauded as a great writer, and he hates freedom. It almost exudes from every word. So that's the problem.
Well, here's the interesting question. You know, you say that people don't like freedom, and I'm in complete agreement with you on that statement, but I would take it one step farther. I don't think people know when they're losing it. I don't think they realize that they don't like it. I don't think that they realize that they're losing it. I mean, we have a situation right now with the current administration, and President Obama isn't unique, but we have a situation right now where we're heading down the road towards socialism. People don't even realize that, Doug.
No, they don't care, because there's been enough capital accumulated in the U.S. over the last couple hundred years that there's a high standard of living that's kind of a legacy from all the work done in the past.
Yeah.
So that, you know, the houses and the cars and the things like that exist, and everything seems like it's pretty nice. And they think, well, these the things that are going wrong are just things fraying around the edges. But my belief is that the whole system has become rotten to the core. It's not just frayed around the edges.
I would agree 100%. And I'll tell you what's even more frightening to me is the fact that, as Bud Conrad, your chief economist, says, we're at the point of no return. This thing cannot turn itself around. Damn it, Doug. People don't realize that. They're not taking steps to prevent serious financial injury to themselves and their families.
I know. I hate to sound apocalyptic. I really do, because, you know, there are all these religious types out there that say the world is coming to the coming to an end. Well, 2012 is D-Day now for the world coming to an end. And I hate to purvey gloom and doom, because the world is going to go on more or less the way it is. But we're going to have a really, really serious economic and political and probably military and social upheaval over the next decade. I just don't see any way around it. This is not another situation like the numerous post-World War II recessions that we've had, any number of which could have turned into a real conflagration. But this time, I don't see any way out of it.
I don't either.
I hope I'm wrong.
I won't
be surprised. I like good times better than bad times, just like everybody else does.
I hope you're wrong too, but I have to tell you, Doug, I don't think you are. Now, what should people do in your mind? How should people protect themselves?
As we speak, just at this moment, that's a particularly hard question to answer. It's never an easy question to answer. Well, sometimes it is. Sometimes there are things out there that are extremely cheap, that are almost crying out, buy me, like gold 10 years ago was one example of that, okay? Like stocks in 1982, another example. But right now, this is almost metaphysically impossible, but nothing seems cheap to me. I mean, gold and silver, frankly, are the best places to preserve wealth. But let's admit it, they've both gone up about five times in price from their bottoms in 2000. So it's not like they're being given away at this point. The stock market is not a place to be. It's extremely dangerous, overpriced. Forget about the bond market. I mean, that's a disaster waiting to happen. The real estate market has not bottomed by any means. And you can't hold the dollar because it's going to reach its intrinsic value,
right,
which is nothing.
Exactly.
So where are you going to put your money? Well, I'm forced to default back to the precious metals. But more important than that, for the average listener, you've got to get your money out of your home country, because your government sees you as a milk cow, and taxes are going to go to the moon over the next few years because all these governments are bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to get your money out of the political bailiwick of the country where you live.
Okay, you're talking specifically about the United States right now, correct?
First and foremost, but it doesn't matter where you live. You have somebody in Germany.
Okay. You're saying, are you saying get it out of the currency, or get the capital physically out of the country? I think you're saying the currency, aren't you?
Well, none of these currencies, any of the currencies in the world, are worth a damn. They're all going to reach their intrinsic value in the years to come. This is why it's going to be such a global conflagration. But you've got to get you've got to get the assets out of the country, so it's out of the control of your government. What does that mean? It means, what I've done is I've bought a lot of land in South America.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, okay.
You know, that type of thing. At a minimum, open a foreign bank account while it's still legal.
Yeah. Interesting point. Doug, we got to take a break here. David Galland is up next. He's going to be followed by Bud Conrad and then Louis James. Doug, thanks for taking some time, sir. I appreciate it.
Talk to you later, Al.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DooblyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's DUBLIShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Doug Casey is truly one of the most interesting fellows that I have, who I have ever met in my life. Listen, another guy, the fellow who's on right now, is equally as interesting, David Galland. David is Doug's partner in Casey Research. They've been working together for quite some time now, and we're going to chat with David a little bit now about, first of all, his views on what's going on in the stock market right now. David, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Al. Nice to be here.
Got a major correction of sorts going on right now, and I wonder, is it a major correction or is it a collapse? What do you think?
Well, I think what you've got most of all driving this market at this point is that people are losing confidence in their governments. This is not a small thing or something that's going to be easily resolved, but look no further than the fact that the EU did this, well, I think it was a very disingenuous sort of move, copying the massive quantitative easing of the U.S. by throwing $1 trillion at the Greece problem, and people are dismissing it. People are basically reaching the point, and this is sort of a secular thing here, that they are reaching a point where they just aren't buying the politicians and their, or that the idea that the politicians actually know what they're doing or have any real grip on how to solve this issue.
If the politicians knew what they were doing, number one, would the United States have the unbelievably large deficit that we do, and would Greece, Portugal, Spain, and the other countries be in trouble today if the politicians knew what they were doing? I don't think so.
No, not at all. You know, I think what's happening here is very, very interesting, and I think it's just we're reaching a point where something major is going to change. This idea that people are becoming so skeptical about their governments is a change for the good. It's a force for good. But in the interim, we're going to have to go through some you know real tough times here. And because you know if the government doesn't have any more power to convince people that it actually has the power to fix things, if they've lost that goodwill, if you will. Then it's sort of every man for themselves, and the politicians have brought this on themselves.
Politicians have definitely brought it on themselves, and I think that apathy on the part of the voters has also, in my opinion, played a major role. This is something that I know you guys have seen coming. I've seen it coming for quite some time now. It's one of the exact reasons that I changed the subject matter of our show to one of asset-based investing as opposed to conventional business, because conventional business, as it existed when I was a kid growing up, it's not the same paradigm anymore, not even close.
No, I think you've got that right, and I think the thing that people, I mean, there's a couple of things that have been going on here, and that you know we really are this latest debt bubble that blew up was really just a continuum of the growth of the size of government, and I know that we tend to focus a bit on government and politics because it really is critical, and the fact of the matter is that without this debt bubble, this big explosion that just occurred. Where, you know, even a person, I mean, I love this thing. You could have no documentation loans, you know, no doc loans. You know, who in their right mind, I don't know, 50 years ago would have imagined such a thing? But the credit bubble was so crazy. You know, everybody drove a brand new car. You could move into a new house even if you didn't have a job. But without this, the absence of this debt bubble, the economy would have been going down. The quality of people's living would have been going down. The standard of living would have been going down. But the government stepped in once again, this is their sort of reflexive reaction these days, and they really kept pumping this thing up. But in reality, the American empire, this idea that, you know, we are a free market economy and that we, you know, everybody can compete in the best, may the best man win sort of thing, that economy has been dead for quite a while. It's just that we have not recognized that fact. So as the debt bubble has collapsed, once again, of course, the government has stepped in with these multi-trillion-dollar deficits and tried to keep the whole thing afloat. But there's an end game coming here because you can't supplant the free market with the government. And we have the government is now completely in charge of the real estate market, the mortgage market, and that's not going well. They, with this new financial regulation bill, which nobody even knows what's in it at this point, really, let alone the investors, what's that going to do? Is that going to end up in them taking over much of the financial industry, which is 30% of GDP, more or less, in the U.S.? So we're really headed in sort of uncharted waters, but ultimately at the end of it, there's a reversion to the point of the sort of where the standard of living of Americans would be in the economy, absent all this massive credit spending.
You know, we were talking off the air about our mutual experiences in the banking industry. You know, you as a founder and myself as a director of a publicly traded bank. And when I realized that the end was really, really beginning was back in the 90s when the Community Reinvestment Act came out. I was sitting on the loan committee of our bank, you know, as a director, and I saw some of the loan docs that came through on people that we were actually forced to lend money to. You know, and I remember I looked around and I said, this is it. You are seeing the beginning of the end. The business paradigm in our country has totally changed. Get ready for some really hard times.
Well, again, it went from a free market-oriented economy to a government-oriented economy, and that's been happening probably since FDR.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you can't have the kind of robust economic growth that the country needs at this point. You can't have it with the heavy weight of the current government. So things are going to change. The government is going to have to be shrunk. We're seeing this in some of the elections now. People are saying enough is enough. The Tea Party, which is kind of an interesting phenomena, you know, it's Democrats stand for democracy and Republicans stand for republic and this sort of thing. Well, the Tea Party is based upon the idea of sort of throw the bums out and civil disobedience and almost a revolution. As much as the media and the government has tried to dismiss these guys, you know, they keep on showing up and throwing people out of office. So I don't know much about the Tea Party, but I know that this is a movement. It's part of a bigger trend that's going on right now because we can't keep going the way we're going.
David, the last segment of the show today is devoted to a congressional candidate who is running in the state of New Mexico. And our listeners are going to be very, very interested, I think, to hear his views. He's running as a Republican, but he's been very, very active in the Tea Party. This guy is a decorated war veteran. He is saying, you know, enough is enough is enough. Let's talk a little bit about the products that Casey Research offers.
Newsletter that I edit, it's called the Casey Report. We also, of course, have a lot of resource-oriented newsletters. I would say the Casey Report, which is our flagship publication, our goal is to try to sort out to use language accurately as far as what's actually going on in the economy. You have for example, you hear the government talking about the recovery in housing, pointing to things like the housing permits being picking up. But in reality, what they should be talking about is the fact that they are trying to buy this recovery in housing. In some states, they're actually even paying builders to build houses that nobody will ever move into. So people will make the wrong decisions based upon this erroneous use of language about economics. And what our job really is to sort of see through all that and say, okay, here's what's actually going on versus what you're being told is going on so that you can make intelligence decisions. Because if you listen to the government, you're going to make the wrong decision at this point. You might go out and buy stocks or buy a spec house. But if you actually look at the facts, which we do quite deeply, you know, you'll make a different decision, which would be to sell stocks and to probably buy gold.
Take a look at Casey Research. We provide a link on our website to these folks. Big Al's going to be right back with their chief economist, Bud Conrad. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Continuing on with the folks from KC Research, right now I have the chief economist with us, Bud Conrad. Bud, you have just recently put out a book entitled Profiting from the World's Economic Crisis. Number one, let's talk a little bit about the book. It is a huge, huge seller. Amazon, as I understand, has sold out. You debuted the book, at the recent KC conference, and you sold out there. Give us an overview of the book, first of all, would you?
Why, sure, Al. Good to be talking to you.
Pleasure to have you.
The book is really the product of my life's work. I spent about 2 years taking everything I know, condensing it, editing it, reviewing it, and putting it together to describe how the world works. That's about half the book. There are 5 sections of it. And then I spent about half the book on what that means for the long-term future, making recommendations for investment. So it's both an economics book and an investment recommendation book.
You talk about issues in that book. One of the issues that I am very, very intrigued about, my favorite subject, is the eye of the storm. And you're talking about we're at the point of no return for government debt and currency. I think we're in a situation right now that truly, truly cannot be reversed. Can you elaborate on that for us?
I think very few people that were considered important saw the crisis coming. But a number of us who understand how debt works, and I'll point a finger at Peter Schiff or Nouriel Roubini or
One of numerous people.
Did get it right. Because basically what we have is the collapse of too much private debt. That was seen in the huge growth of mortgage debt. But what we're doing and seeing now is that that debt turned bad, and the government decided that it was best to step in, buy up that debt, and now the government has too much debt and is growing at levels that are definitely unsustainable. So we've had a private debt bubble and now private debt collapse. The problem is that the public debt is now out of control. And so that debt, when it becomes unsaleable, nobody wants to buy it, creates a second credit wave of the storm.
Yeah.
The first one was what we saw, and has already passed to some extent, the private debt collapse. And that was the first wave of the hurricane, with the eye now passing over us because the government spent $3 trillion trying to fix things. And for $3 trillion, we got about 3% improvement in GDP, which is about $400 billion. Not a very good return on the government's investment. And a long-term debt problem that now will become the second half of that storm. And that debt problem is so big that I call it beyond the point of no return. The obligations of our federal government, but also around the world, Japan is one of the worst, and many of the Euro states, which is what we're seeing now, are signaling the waves of future problems, is that we're going to see the second half of this storm. We're passing just through the eye of that storm now, and we are beyond the point of no return, at least in the United States, of ever paying off all that government debt that we've and obligations for retirement for baby boomers out in the future. And so that kind of crisis will develop from what was a collapse of mortgage debt now to a collapse of sovereign government debt.
Well, you know, you look at what's going on around the world. You look at what's going on right now in Greece, Portugal, Spain, Ireland, other countries, and the general consensus, I mean, these are bad things that are happening, but the general consensus is that's just a preview of what's going to happen here with the United States. I don't
that
see.
That's right. I think the parallels are surprisingly obvious. If you take the first big collapse was the Bear Stearns, where the general attitude was, gosh, well, the government came in and fixed it. But when Lehman Brothers came along, there was a combination of it being too big to fail, but also too big to bail out, and the government not quite knowing how to handle it. But in any case, it did fail disastrously. And I see that the government of Europe now being supported by the IMF and by our Federal Reserve, I'll explain that in a minute, are trying to build a big enough bailout scheme for Greece. $1 trillion certainly sounded awfully big about a week ago, but the euphoria of that lasted about an hour, well, maybe a day, before we've now begun to realize that all they're doing is borrowing more to pay off more bad debt and not really solving the problems that are structural. I fear they may bail out Greece, but the next one, probably Spain, in most people's opinion, is going to be too big. And when that then becomes laid on the table, you can sort of lay that out as a parallel to the Lehman Brothers collapse, when we really did have panic and pandemonium around our own private credit and government bailout system. And the debt of mortgage-backed securities that turned toxic will become sovereign debt, lack of confidence, and a currency crisis. And in some sense, we're already in a currency crisis, although it's somewhat managed by the combined efforts of a currency union. So Greece itself isn't allowed to depreciate its own currency, but it's infecting the whole eurozone, which is why we're seeing, huge flights of capital to Switzerland and also to the United States as a comparative safety zone to the Greek operation.
Well, the term that I like to use here is the U.S. dollar right now, which is strengthening certainly, is in my opinion only nothing more than the best of the worst. But I want you to talk a little bit about the U.S. involvement in terms of the Greek bailout, because a lot of people think, it's all Europe that's doing this whole thing, the European countries. That's really not the case.
Yes, very good point. What's happened is the Federal Reserve I think almost unconstitutionally, that's my side point, is offering huge swaps of currencies between itself, that is printing up dollars and giving them to foreign central banks to add to liquidity in Europe. That provides money to then reinvest in things like buying our treasuries and biting up our dollars. That happened in 2008 when the dollar surprisingly improved in comparison to the euro and the world currencies, but then fell off in 2009. I think we're going to see that same thing repeated.
I think you're right, and I have to tell you, in my opinion, I mean, I know that I'm preaching to the choir when I'm talking to you, but I think that this is nothing but positive for the future of precious metals. And, you know, it's interesting. I was chatting with David Morgan earlier today, a silver investor, and we both are firmly convinced that in terms of an insurance policy, stability, whatever you want, ability to sleep at night, you know, you want to have a certain amount of your money not in paper currencies, but in gold or silver.
Absolutely. I think you've said it better than I could. Just to underline it to the effect that I think all paper currencies are just that. In fact, today, the electronic money isn't even worth the paper it's not printed on.
Isn't that an interesting comment? It's not even worth the paper it's not printed on. Boy, I have to tell you, I just...
It comes from my Silicon Valley previous technical point of view. But look, you can just create a few bits in a computer and you've got all the money you want. You don't even have to chop down the trees and print up paper. And the point of all that is we're in strong agreement that in the long term, as government and sovereign debt overwhelms the markets, the best place to be is in physical assets. I think energy is extremely important for humanity in the sense that I don't think there's an unlimited supply of fossil fuels. And with the problems we're seeing in Louisiana, I think energy right now, after dropping dramatically in the last week or so, is a wonderful long-term investment, and people ought to be considering that as well.
I agree 100%. We got 30 seconds left, but do me a favor. Tell our listeners where they can get copies of your book, would you?
The easiest is just to go to any of the large booksellers. Amazon is the well-known one. When they were sold out, you could also buy it at Barnes & Noble. Borders is a little harder to buy online, but they're available, and you can get it sent out in a few days. I think it's easiest. It's also just getting into bookstores, and will be in all of them because it's published by John Wiley, a big publisher.
Okay, there you have it. Bud Conrad from KC Research, Chief Economist. We're going to have Bud back on the show hopefully more often in the future. He's a very, very bright man, very insightful, as is everybody from this organization. Bud, thanks for your time, sir.
Great talking to you, Al. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe
safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me, all you folks out there on the listening to the Genesis Radio Network. You know, your comments that you send either via email or over the telephone wires are truly appreciated. I enjoy chatting with you folks. I am talking right now with Louis James. Louis is involved with the Casey Research Organization. Very, very bright individual, very insightful individual, travels all over the world on behalf of Casey Research, visiting companies, visiting properties, etc. We're not going to talk about that in this segment. What we're going to talk about is the volatility and the danger that Louis sees in stock markets today. Louis, thanks so much for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Okay, we were talking off the air a little bit about safe places to put capital right now. You and I agreed that it really is a conundrum out there, for lack of better terms. You made a comment that I think is interesting, and that is that the role reversal that has occurred regarding the resource stock market and the conventional stock market. You know, 5-10 years ago, the resource stock market truly represented the Wild West, and the conventional market, represented the staid conservative side of the business. That, in my mind, and I think in your mind, has changed quite a bit. What are your comments on that?
It's completely flipped. I had a friend of mine from Europe who was talking to me online, and we were chatting, and I was saying, well, you know, she was wondering what she should do with her capital. She saved up some money. And I brought up gold, of course.
Yeah.
And her response was, well, you know, I'm very conservative with my investments, and I don't really want to take any chances. And I'm typing, so she can't hear me, but I laughed out loud, and I wrote back, and you think Wall Street is not taking chances right now?
Yeah.
I mean, look at what we've seen. If Lehman Brothers, General Motors, if all these titans can fall, and fall hard, you know, where is safe in this world today? And it seems to me that going with what worked in the 20th century, thinking that what was big and solid in the 20th century is going to remain solid and safe in the 21st century is a huge, huge mistake.
I agree. I agree 1,000%. You know, it's funny, but back in the late 1990s, you know, when everybody was investing in companies that, you know, that had absolutely no fundamentals to them, just hopes and prayers, and everybody was rationalizing, you know, their investing by saying, well, the paradigm has changed, it's different right now, et cetera. I just kind of laughed and I shook my head and said, you know, paradigms don't change. Business fundamentals, economic fundamentals do not change. They're absolute irrevocable laws. And people don't seem to understand that. I have to tell you, I am very uncomfortable. We have about a third of our assets in what I call the conventional stock market. About a third, okay? Louis, I'm not comfortable being there. Comments?
Yeah, I would be extremely uncomfortable, and I would be looking to exit. One of the things that we also mentioned off the air before we came online is that nothing looks cheap. You know,
no.
Where do you allocate this capital? What is a good buy these days? And I think the key thought here to zoom in on is that maybe nothing is cheap. Metaphysical impossibility as that may seem, as Doug Casey likes to say, it looks like right now there really isn't a lot that's cheap. You know, gold hasn't reached the 1980 spike in inflation-adjusted terms, but it has more than quadrupled since the lows. So in relative terms, it's not as cheap as it was before. But just because there's nothing cheap doesn't mean that you can't try to reduce risk and go with what the trends favor. And the trend for gold is very, very solid in the years to come. So I wouldn't buy gold today right now because it's a screaming bargain. I would buy gold today because it's something that has reasonable chances of doing quite well in the coming years.
Well, I think the interesting question along those lines is a couple of issues, you know, and one of them is the old question of government confiscation, which is something I haven't thought about, but more and more of my guests are bringing that up. And that's you know, I think that's an interesting consideration. It has happened before. The other question is, you know, will the U.S. dollar strengthen to the point where the price of gold is going to significantly go down and you're going to lose any money that you have in that area? The odds of that happening in my mind, Louis, are pretty slim.
Okay, two separate issues. One is, yes, it's a commodity, and the price will fluctuate. That's a given. But you're not looking to shield yourself from the short term fluctuation. You're looking at what is going on in the world today. What are the trends that affect the price of gold? Where can we foresee those going? If you look at the economic troubles, which are by no means resolved, anybody who thinks that the so-called recovery we have so far means that it's happy days again and the recession is over, I think
those people are crazy.
Let's just say politely, is quite unrealistic.
Yeah.
So if you believe that, if you believe that the economic troubles are all gone, that Obama has saved us, and everything's going to be happily ever after in the U.S. economy, well, fine. Then everything we're saying is wrong, and Wall Street is the place for you. But if you question that, and if that's not what you believe, then gold has got to be the answer, or at least part of the answer. Those very reasons and insecurities are going to drive the price of gold. We just saw that with Europe and all the fear out of Europe and what the impact on gold was this last week. It's very clear that when it comes to supply and demand, the long-term trend for gold, it's not about mines and use of jewelry and so on. It's about fear. And the trend for fear, driven by the economic crises continuing to unfold, is a very, very solid trend for years at least ahead of us.
Louis, got a question for you. We've got some really interesting things going on. Staying with the subject of the price of gold, and is that a good place to be? You know, my buddy Peter Granditch has said on numerous occasions that he feels that the geopolitical risk associated, or impact, I should say, on the price of gold right now isn't being considered. And I agree with him wholeheartedly on that. I think that with the situation that's going on in the Middle East, I mean, we just earlier this week we saw Turkey and Brazil, you know, doing one deal with Iran and the U.S., China, and Russia now doing kind of a contrary deal with Iran. I mean, that's a powder keg, in my opinion, waiting to go off. But I'd like your comments on that. Do you think that's another reason perhaps that folks should consider gold, the possible really dramatic actions that could occur over there?
Absolutely, but it's not necessary. I mean, it's more than an added benefit. I mean, part of the reason for owning gold is that ultimately it is something that has use and value and universal appeal. It's the only asset that is not simultaneously somebody else's liability. It's something you can hold in your hand. And if worse came to absolute worse, you know, you're talking Mad Max type scenarios, you would be able to buy things with gold,
yeah,
which you would not be able to buy with anything else. It is money. So,
yeah.
So there is that. But before we get too far off the field, I wanted to rewind a little bit and ask to the other question that you brought up about confiscation, because that is something that people worry about. It is something that has been done before, and not just by banana republics. The United States government confiscated privately held gold during the Great Depression era. And, yes, that could happen again. Our feeling has long been that could happen, but the point at which that would happen, the point at which the government would even be willing to talk about gold being an issue, we would already see huge, huge increases in the price of gold. It would become a public problem before the government would take action. So there would, A, be warning, and B, already huge increases for holders of gold and gold in dollar terms.
I think that's a really good point, and I think that's a very, very logical point. You know, and you're basically saying that people could get out before that actually happened. Louis, comments on silver. You know, you made a comment on gold about gold is money, et cetera. You know, Kathy and I have been buying silver rounds for that exact reason. You know, if the currency in the United States does have a tendency, collapse or whatever, in economic hard times, there is absolutely no question in my mind that I'll be able to buy food, you know, with our silver rounds. What do you think about the silver as an alternative?
I think it's a good idea. Doug has long said that everybody should have a bag of pre-65 silver U.S. coinage in the basement somewhere. Just on general principle, it's not that expensive, and it's something that you can use if high water comes. But even if not, you still have the speculative side, too. I mean, we don't have to talk about Mad Max scenarios to benefit here. You just have the fundamentals for precious metals looking very bullish going forward. Now, silver does have its industrial side, too, and we see that when there's a great economic concern, sometimes gold will take off before silver, and it'll take a while for silver to catch up. We saw that during this last rise with the economic fears coming out of Europe where gold took off. It was days before silver really made a sharp move in response, because there is that industrial side to silver. Well, gee, if there'll be less economic activity, then there'll be less economic use of silver. And it seems to take a while sometimes for people to remember, oh, yeah, silver is money, too. It has another use.
Interesting point. Okay, got to cut it short. I have been chatting with Louis James. Louis is a very interesting part of the KC Research Organization. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.